Martha Julia Agnes Adele by Anne Gordon. Part 1. Martha Julia Agnes Adele stubs her toe and trips and yells. Oh, diddle duff, she fusses and grumbles. When my shoestrings are loose, I trip and stumble. She scuffs to her knees, looks round for her shoe. In her ears, her mother's voice blows through. Martha Julia Agnes Adele, you'll lose your shoes if you don't tie them well. Yes, she doesn't tie her shoes quite right. With her strings so loose, one shoe takes flight. Yet for Martha Julia Agnes Adele, an adventure is near, she can always tell. What's this I feel underneath my feet? A marvelous, magnificent, pebblestone street. I've stubbed myself into quite a surprise. An amazing village, just my size. She spies someone trudging up the road, a funny old man with a heavy load. I'm Martha Julia Agnes Adele. Please sit a while and rest a spell.
I'm Slab, the potter of this hillock town. I search for clay underneath the ground. What brings you here to our mountain peak? Have you lost your way? What is it you seek?
I've lost my shoe and stubbed my toe. Surely I'll find it before I go. For I am Martha Julia Agnes Adele. Shoes and adventures I find quite well.
You've stubbed your toe on a lucky stone and stumbled upon a guide well known. I know this hillock inside and out. We'll find your shoe, I have no doubt. But first you must help me pull my load, for today I'm missing my trusty toad. He usually helps drag clay around. Then Slug takes over in the underground.
So Martha Julia Agnes Adele helps Slab pull his load unusually well. When they reach his home at Potter's Tree, they put on the kettle and have some tea.
Let's start our search at the house next door. We'll find your shoe before your feet get sore. Since it was up this street you tripped and stumbled, I think down this way it could have tumbled. Nowhere near the rider's house. Have you seen a lost shoe, Mr. Mailman Mouse?
I recall, squeaks Mouse, seeing extra shoes at Prina's Spa near the fancy shampoos.
Is it at the spa with the fancy shampoo? There's a high heel and slipper, but not my shoe. Oh, my stomach's grumbling and my feet are sore.
Okay, says Slab, to the market store.
They skip and trip along the trail. Their tired feet stumble, their weary arms flail. For Slab has no laces to hold his boots tight. And Martha, well, we know why her shoe took flight.
Let's gather some acorns along the way. We'll use them at market when we're ready to pay.
While gathering acorns at Old Oak Grove, they stumble upon the Old Queen's Stove.